girls DMR, first and only heat of the timed finals. Penridge in lane one, North Hills two, Haverford, North Penn, Notre Dame Academy, Cardinal O'Hara, Central Bucks West, Bethel Park, Boyertown, Germantown Friends, Shaler Area, CB East, and St. Hubert's. 13 teams in this race. It's going to be very crowded at the start as the gun goes off. Tough to see from our angle who's taking the lead at first. Looks like North Penn.
North Penn out on the California start. Looks like they took the lead.
I have to ask this question. Why do you call it a California start? Because I have never called it a California start.
What do you call a waterfall?
Yeah.
I've heard both terms.
Do you know where the term California comes from?
I do not. Maybe from the shape of the state. I have no clue, though.
We will have to ask Bob when he returns, then.
Yeah, okay. We definitely will.
Also, some boys' team score updates for the time being. Strathaven has moved, has extended their lead, and they continue to lead with 40 points. Penwood has second, is in second place with 30 points. Swenson Arts and Technology is in third with 26. Hickory is in fourth with 21. And Father Judge is in fifth place with 20 points.
And coming up on 400 meters, 110 through 400 for the leaders.
Who's that out in front with Penridge? Who's the other team out there?
That's North Hills in second place right now.
Yeah,
North Hills. I'm not sure if all three of the Malone sisters are running, but at least Margot and Mary Malone are racing today. I expect to see Shannon as well, although she has not been in an individual event earlier today.
Coming up on 1,200 meters, it's North Hills, Penridge, Notre Dame, North Penn. One lap to go in this leg.
Look, just looking at the seat times, it looks like this race will come down to North Hills and Penridge.
Absolutely. They are the two top seeds. I believe that Haverford is the third seed, and they are right there as well. I mean, it's very tight from 1 to 3.
Yeah, those three teams definitely separating themselves from the pack, which is already strung out.
And even Notre Dame, who's seeded fifth right now, has Maria Sikora, who finished second in the mile to Picarello.
Yeah. Penridge with the lead. North Hills behind them. Haverford trailing by about 8 or so yards. Notre Dame then about 10 yards back from Haverford. That's your top four.
And North Hills and Penridge are definitely gapping the field right now. They both seem to have that extra gear as we come up on 200 meters to go on this 1,200-meter leg of the distance medley relay. It's Penridge, North Hills. And now on the backstretch, Penridge is starting to pull away from North Hills. Coming up on 100 meters to go, the gap is maybe 5 to 7 meters for Penridge in front of North Hills, who then in turn has 15 to 20 in front of Haverford.
Yeah, Penridge with the overall top seed in this event, 12:17.2. North Hills just behind them in 12:19. And then it goes all the way back to 12:28 till you get to Haverford. North Penn at the exchange, 3:37.
North Hills, 3:39.
That first leg was a 1,200-meter leg. For those of you who do not know what a DMR is, there'll be a 1,200. Now they are running the 400, then the 8, and the 1,600 meters will close out the girls' DMR finals here.
And both Penridge and North Hills now have, some would call it a luxury, some would call it a curse, but they're able to start lapping other competitors in the race. So it adds a little dimension to it at this point. The field is that spread out as Penridge, 200 to go in the 400-meter leg, maintains a 5-meter lead in front of North Hills, but North Hills is closing the gap, and they both have a probably 50-meter lead on both Haverford and Notre Dame Green Pond, or Academy of Notre Dame, excuse me. And North Hills pulls even with Penridge coming up to the exchange. It's Penridge. Penridge comes through in 4:38. North Hills right behind in 4:39.
Notre Dame has surpassed Haverford, and they are at 4:45.
O'Hara and North Penn both make the pass from the 400 legs.
No change 200 meters later. Penridge and North Hills. It's been the same two teams this entire race. Although Penridge is now, they're now gapping North Hills once again. They're maybe 5 meters ahead. Notre Dame and Haverford follow, followed by North Penn and Liberty, maybe 10 to 15 meters behind Haverford and Notre Dame.
Will, who would you presume would be the anchor for North Hills' team?
North Hills' anchor will be Margo Malone.
Malone versus Tori Gerlach.
That will be very, very exciting. Tori obviously heading to Penn State next year. Margo will be in Syracuse, or studying at Syracuse. Two very, very experienced mid-distance runners. Margo has a 4:55 1600 in her arsenal, and I'm not sure what Tori Gerlach has experience in the 16, but I have no doubt that she'll be up there.
Yeah, and
especially with this team relying on her.
Yeah, for certain. Megan McGovern of North Penn also featured in that 3K earlier today, lining up to anchor her team in the 1600 meters. One lap to go for Penridge and North Hills.
Lead is perhaps 7 meters for Penridge over North Hills now, who in turn has a 35 to 40 meter lead on Notre Dame, who has now gapped Haverford. So it's a two-team race up front, and the race for third seems to, at least now, it's pretty much Notre Dame.
Yeah, I doubt anybody's going to be catching Notre Dame with Sakura as the anchor.
Yeah, definitely.
Liberty is catching Haverford, though, in the race for fourth.
A really star-studded cast of anchor legs coming up here.
Here comes the exchange. It's Penridge, North Hills, dead even with 1 mile to go. Tori Gerlach, Margo Malone.
And Notre Dame has even separated from the fourth-place team even more now.
Once again, this is Bob Long Sports coverage of the PTFCA Indoor Track and Field State Championships at Penn State University. For those tuning in just now, we are on the anchor leg of the girls' distance medley relay. Mile. Hey, everyone. Sorry we lost our audio for the 1600 leg of the girls' DMR championship, but here's how it went down. Tori Gerlach of Penridge and Margo Malone of North Hills took the baton neck and neck leading into the 1600. Both national finalists in cross country. We expected it to be a very tight race for the championship. However, Maria Sikora of the Academy of Notre Dame anchored her team from 50 meters back to win by 5 seconds and lead Notre Dame to a state meet record of 12 minutes and 4 seconds.